Alabama's Morning News. I'm JT, and joining us now, Ty West from the Birmingham Business Journal. A couple of cool things happening now. Ty, welcome in. First of all, let's talk about this survey about the most wanted destinations when it comes to air travel here in our state. So what'd you find out? What's going on here?
Yeah, so we basically polled leaders in Birmingham. So this was mostly kind of business leaders, community leaders, government leaders, about, you know, where do you want to see a new nonstop flight to that we don't currently have. And we've done this poll before, and similar to kind of the one we did about, I don't know, before COVID 3 or 4 years ago, like really clear that like people in Birmingham want to see, they want to see service to the West Coast. And we currently don't have that. Like the farthest west that we go is really Vegas at this point. Southwest flies nonstop to Vegas from BHM, but really nothing to California. And Los Angeles was the top choice. About 30% of respondents wanted Los Angeles. San Francisco was right up there. Boston was also another common one. And all this isn't really surprising. And when you talk to the business community, they've been saying we need better access to the coast, particularly when it comes to like our startup community. They've been saying, you know, we need a nonstop to San Francisco and we need a nonstop to Boston. That's where a lot of the venture capital firms are. We need to be able to have easier access there so the people at those firms are more comfortable to kind of jump on a plane and come here. So not surprising there. We also asked about international service and what people would like to see. No surprise that Europe topped the list. I mean, the bad news for Birmingham and all this is it's getting harder and harder for airports the size of Birmingham to add new nonstop destinations at this point, just because of the economics of the airline industry. But hopefully, you know, hopefully as we kind of grow, you start to see a little bit more of a critical mass. I mean, Nashville has been able to do it in terms of adding service. So hopefully if we continue growth trajectory, we'll be able to get more service. We have added several new nonstop routes recently. So that's a positive sign.
So we're moving in the right direction. It's not like we're decreasing in that arena. We're moving forward, but slower than some expect.
Yeah, and we've seen some recently. I mean, I know there's a new nonstop to LaGuardia, which is great. I know a lot of airlines have brought back nonstop routes they served before the pandemic, and they brought those back in recent months. So those are all positive signs. It's a tricky spot in the airline industry. There's been so much consolidation, and they really want to make the numbers work. And frankly, having the short connection that we do to Atlanta in some cases doesn't probably help matters. Obviously, when Southwest used to be kind of the dominant carrier here, then Southwest gained a really big presence in Atlanta, and that's kind of changed the dynamics a little bit on that front too.
All right. Also happening out there on Highway 280, as if we need more development out there, there is something happening. What's going on?
Yeah, another kind of apartment project in the works out there. This one would be about looking to rezone about 30 acres off Highway 280, kind of in the Double Oak Drive in 280 kind of intersection area, also near Saucer Lane. So I think it's looking for something called Oakbound Heights, would be on about 31 acres. I think they could rezone this to about 450 units, and the developer's request actually wants to limit it to about 188 units. So that would leave a lot of the space open. I think they'd only use about 20% of the total acreage out there. So we've seen a lot of development down there, down 280, as comes as no surprise to you, just a popular area people want to be. Also, a lot of kind of buildable land out there, particularly in some of the, I would say, kind of not unincorporated areas, but there's pieces of Birmingham that kind of stretch back to 280, down the 280 area. Not necessarily this piece, but that's an area where we have seen some development because it's often easier to get a project done in those areas than in some of the suburban areas down there. So I would expect you're going to see more interest in these types of projects as you go. It's just the way kind of growth is trending.
Yeah, when are they going to add the extra 4 lanes of highway so we can handle all the traffic out there?
It's definitely, I mean, obviously it's gotten more crowded down there. And I mean, you don't really see a ton of reasons to expect that you're not going to continue to see interest in that area. There's just such a concentration of businesses and people down there.
Wow. All right. Ty West, Birmingham Business Journal. Thank you, Ty.
Thanks so much.